All right. So I'll start off with a question. Question is the Torah a Derech HaChaim? Or does the Torah teach a person a Derech HaChaim? Okay, so you'll say, what is the difference? All right, let's just keep that question in mind, and as we proceed, we'll come back to it. But that's really the basic question this year. Okay, now the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam says, "Kol Sifrei." And we'll go over something we did before, but when you keep on going over things, you see different things that you didn't see before. Hopefully, they're deeper, a little deeper. Okay, so the Rambam says, famous Rambam, Kol Sifrei Nevi'im V'Chol Ksuvim Asirim Libatl, Limos HaMashiach, Chutz MeMegillas Esther. V'Arehi Kayemes, K'Chamisha Chumshei Torah, U'Kehilchas Torah Shebal Pesh, Einam Batalim L'Olam. So, the Rambam says that the Megillah will always remain together with the Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Torah Shebal Pesh. So the Rambam says, V'Av Pisha Shekol Zichron Atzor Esi Batl, even though all the memory of the terrible times will be bottled, shenema kinishkechu atzoros rishonos v'chinistru me'einai, but the tzoros, the old tzoros will be forgotten and completely removed from my eyes, which means that they won't, the affect of the tzoros won't exist with us anymore. But yimei apurim lo yibatl, shenemar v'yimei apurim elo lo yavru mitoch hayehudim v'zichrom lo yosef mizar. That the days of Purim, these days, will never be, will never cease, and their memory will never be discontinued from their offspring. So that's the well-known Rambam, that there's something special about the Megillah and something special about the Yemei HaPurim. But the question is, I mean, what is this great significance? And it must be something indeed remarkable in the Megillah, which is so fantastic that even though everything else is butl except Chamisha Chum Shetar and Tarash Bal Peh, but the Megillah somehow will survive alongside the Torah itself and the Torah, meaning Tarash Bechsav and Tarash Bal Peh. Okay, so the question is, what is that unusual element? There must be some unusual element there that is equal to Kol HaTorah Kula, equal to Kol HaTorah Kula. I mean, how could there be anything of such magnitude? I mean, it's the way the Rambam says, "Arei kayemes kachamisha chum shetarot v'hilchus tarot shuapeh she'ena batelon la'olam." He doesn't say simply that it'll remain, but he has an equation there. There's an equation that will remain equated to Chamisha Chumshe Torah and Torah Shebal Peh. So the question is, what could there be beyond the Chamisha Chumshe Torah and Torah Shebal Peh? It would seem like almost an impossibility. I mean, Chamisha Chumshe Torah and Torah Shebal Peh is everything. Eilat Var Mikam She'ein Novi Rasheh L'Chadish Dovel Me'ata. That once the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, there's nothing more. It would seem that it's complete, and Taras Hashem Tamimo, and there's nothing more to be added. So how is it possible that something will exist alongside Torah itself and equal to it? I mean, like, the Rambam seems to say Kechamisha Chumshe Torah, that it's equal to it. How could you have something equal to Torah itself? That's the question. Okay. So what I'd like to do is take up another question. There's a well-known question in the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. So the Rambam there says, he gives a description of the mitzvah of Ahavta Eser Hashem Elokecha. Okay. So the Rambam there says, V'heyachi aderech la'avaso v'yiraso, what is the way to love and to fear God? So the Rambam says, "Bishor she is boni na odom, the masa v'brua v'nefloim hagedolim." When a person thinks into God's actions and His creation, which is astounding, the yirmen chachmaso she'en lo erech v'lo ketz, and he sees the chachmas Hashem that has no, there's nothing equal to it, and it's endless. So he says, Miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mefo'er u'misavet taiva gadol leida Hashem hagadol. So the moment he sees that, he perceives the chachma of the Bria, so he's immediately moved towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a desire to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo sh'omar David soma nafshu l'lakim l'keil choy. So the Rambam says that's the aspect of Ava. And also he says, K'shem achashe b'dvar me'elu, when a person thinks about these things, atzmon miyad nirto acharov v'yifache v'yodeya shehu briyok tano shvelo afelo omedes b'das kalam utu lefnei tomen deos. So he says, then the person has another reaction of awe, where he's thrown backward, so to speak, and he sees that his, how insignificant he is in terms of this, before this, this infinite, this chachma, which is, can't be compared to anything else, and has no end to it, it's infinite. So he himself realizes that he's basically a small creature, a worthless creature, shvelo afelo, who has a thin das meuta, a little bit of a mechanism that gives him the ability to perceive a minuscule amount of chachmas Hashem. So that's when he experiences yiras Hashem. What is man when he sees this chachma? This is the realization he has. So, and then he continues, and he says, L'fiyat dvar me'elam nimevar klolam gedolam ma'isa ribon olamim. He says, and according to this, he says, I explain basic principles in the works of the ribon olamim, God. K'dei shiyu pesach l'mevin le'el v'sashem. That's why I'm going to explain certain things, certain things about neflos Hashem, so it should be an opening for a person to understand and to love God. Like the Chachamim said with regard to the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, through that you makir the one who is behind the source of all creation. That's the Rambam in the Yesod HaTorah. So the question that many have raised is that why is it that the Rambam doesn't say the exact same thing in the Sefer HaMitzvos? Okay? In Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says that in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, so the Rambam says, mitzvah gimel, hishetzivonu b'havasa yasala. This mitzvah is to love God. He says, v'zeh shenachshov v'nisbonein, we should think, we should analyze, understand the mitzvos of his mitzvos, u'ma'amorov, and his words, u'pu'ulosov, and his actions. So pu'ulosov is really what he is talking about in the Yad HaChazaka. Heyach yaderech lavosov yirosov. But over here, he's magdim, before that, he says mitzvosov u'ma'amorov. And in the Yad, he doesn't mention it at all. Does not mention it. He leaves it out completely. So the question is why is the Rambam seem to contradict himself? I mean, in the Yad HaChazaka, he says, Ketzar hi aderech le'avoso v'yiraso. This is the derech. If that is the derech, so this is the only derech. So he doesn't give any other any alternate drachim. So if that's the case, if this is the only derech, so then why does the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos say first that learning the mitzvos themselves, that's the derech, and learning dvarov, means the dvar Hashem, that's the derech. But over here he completely omits it. Okay, that's the question. Okay. What I want to say is like this. There's a very interesting Sifri. Very interesting Sifri. And the Sifri is in Parshas Ekev. So the Sifri in Parshas Ekev says the following. Yeah. Yeah, let's see, Yeah. Malachas, okay. Malachas Bedrochov. Yeah, all right. So the pasuk came, Shema Tishma Tchol Mitzvah Zo, Sashonach Mitzvah Chor Asom Laso, so at the end of Ekev, Liyavah Asad Hashem Alekechem, Malachas Bechol Durochov Uledov Kavo. So it says to follow all his ways, but then it adds Uledov Kavo, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, what is meant by Uledov Kavo? Dveikus Bashem. So people understand Dveikus Bashem just on an emotional plane, but really that really is something which is keneged kol haTorah kula, that a person can have. And by the way, I mean that's derech avodah zara. Derech avodah zara is that they believe that they could somehow unify themselves with their God. And this is done through many procedures in the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They identify with their God. But in Yadus, such a thing is not possible. So Chazal say right away, V'chiheach efshelo la'odom lalos b'marom li'davik bo. How could a person be davik in a Kadosh Baruch Hu? V'alo k'fayin emar k'ed Hashem alakecha eish ochlo. So it's not possible. And the Rambam in the Amar Avuchim explains that really, there really can't be any relation between God and man, because God is essential existence, and man is a created existence. So there's no common denominator in terms of existence. So there is no way that you could say there is a relation in the logical sense of relation between God and man. There's no relatedness. Okay, that doesn't mean there's no hashgacha. Doesn't mean that God doesn't do actions, and those actions relate to man. That is true. But a relationship means that there are two things that have a common denominator. That's the idea of relation. Such a thing cannot really exist between God and man, and that's what Chazal say. What does it mean with dafkavo, that you should cling to him? V'chiyef shel adam l'davek b'shchinah. It's not possible. Lalos b'marom. It's nonsensical, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eish ochlo, and there's no relation between man and God. God is essential existence, and man is a creature. So there's nothing in common. So Chazal say the basic answer to that question is like the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which Chazal say, it means Lidavik b'talmidei chachamim and lumo b'maaseihem. So that's a mitzvah. That the mitzvah is with Talmud Chacham that you can have a relationship, because there is a common denominator. So through that common denominator, through a relationship, even on an emotional plane with the Talmud Chacham, and you're involved with the Talmud Chacham. That's how Macy is Bito. He really involves himself with the Talmud Chacham in various ways. But in all those ways, there you have a Ledovka. They have a genuine idea of Ledovka. Because with the Talmud Chacham, with the human being, it's possible to have that concept. But with God, it's not possible. It's Eish Elchlo. So Chazal say that's what Ledovka means. Ledovka means to relate to a Talmud Chacham, and through that you learn the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the meaning of that's the Ledavka. But the Sifri adds something, says something different. It says, Dorshe Rishumos Omrim. The ones, Dorshe Rishumos means the ones that deal with the Sisrei Torah. They say, the hidden ideas. Ritzon Choshetakir Misha Omar Vahoya Olam. Do you want to be Makir, the one who created the universe? Lamod Agada. Amazing Sifri. What should you learn? You should learn Divrei Agada. Shemitoch Kach Atom Makir Asakarash Baruch Hu Umidabek Bidrochov. The Imo Sisa Masha Lechem Afani Yasa Masha Lai. Okay, that's the end of the Sifri. So the Sifri learns a different shot. That Ledovka means to be Medabek Bidrochov. Okay, not you can't be davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to be medabek v'drachav, in the ways that are correct before God, for man to live by. But the Sifri says, he says, it's an interesting, amazing Sifri. Ritzon choshetakir mishama v'yolam. Do you want to be makir the borei olam? So what should you do? You should learn Haggadah. Divrei Haggadah. It doesn't say halacha. It says Haggadah. Divrei Haggadah. So the Netziv explains, why Divrei Haggadah and why not Divrei Halacha? Okay. So the Netziv says like this. V'eitzel azeh, he says, Sheyakir es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, V'eitzel azeh, Sheyakir es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nitnu Sheyomar Haggadah. He says, what's the method? You should learn Divrei Haggadah, Haggadah of Chazal. Kide'isa b'shocha tov tehillim. Like it says in the Medrash. Ki lo yavinu el pu'ulos Hashem. The Medrash says that they don't understand God's works. Elu Divrei Haggadah. What is that a reference to? Divrei Haggadah. Why? Shalomed Haggadah. A person that learns Divrei Haggadah, mevin mase bereshis or mase merkava. So from Haggadah you learn mase bereshis, the ideas of the creation of the universe, and also mase merkava, ideas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu insofar as a person is capable. V'zeu pu'ulos Hashem. And that's what we mean by pu'ulos Hashem. So pu'ulos Hashem means the Divrei Haggadah that teach a person Maisa Bereshis and ultimately Maisa Merkava. V'lozeh kiven ha-Rambam, he says. Reish Perek Beis Milchus Yisodei HaTorah, Ayin Sham. He says, and that's exactly what the Rambam means. So the Rambam is saying the same thing, basically, as the Sifri. So you see, the Sifri also omits Divrei Halacha. The Sifri says only Divrei Haggadah. It's an interesting thing. So apparently the Sifri agrees, the Sifri is really the same thing as the Rambam, that the derech for Avas Hashem is not, the ultimate derech of Avas Hashem is not Halacha, but it's Divrei Haggadah. Because through Divrei Haggadah, Yamakir Mishomar V'Hoya Olam. That's the Avas Hashem. And that's what the Sifri says also, V'Lahafta Yisad Hashem Alekecha, Rashi quotes the Sifri, Ketzad O'Evas HaMakom. So it says Vahoyah Dvor Mo'ela. So Shemitoch Kacha Tamakir B'mi She'omar Vahoyah Olam. That's the Sifri. So the Sifri is the same thing as, basically the same as the Rambam. And it omits the Divrei Halacha. So the question is, I mean, why is the Sifri and the Rambam both exclude Divrei Halacha? Both exclude Divrei Halacha. Yeah. So the answer is. See, the answer is, and that's why, by the way, the minig is that you say Kaddish after Divrei Haggadah. I believe that's the source of the minig. You don't say Kaddish after Divrei Halacha. That's the minig in Klal Yisrael. That you say Kaddish after Divrei Haggadah and not after Divrei Halacha. Why? Because Kaddish is Yisgadli is Kaddish Shmei Rabbah. And the Shmei Rabbah can only be Niskaddish through being Makir Misha Omar V'Hoya Olam. And that's like the Sifri says, only through Divrei Haggadah. And you see, the minig was accepted that you only say Kaddish to Rabban after Divrei Haggadah. That's why they. What?
You make a Kaddish at the tefillah.
No, yeah, I'm not talking about tefillah. I'm talking about learning. Tefillah is something else. Tefillah is a different medium. I'm talking about the Kaddish Rabban after Limud. And so in Limud you have the Kaddish and Tefillah is different. There's a different thing. Tefillah, you can't mix Tefillah and Limud, two separate institutions. Okay. Yeah. There's an interesting Gemara in Yuma. The well-known Gemara in Yuma. I think that Gemara really opens up the idea. The Gemara in Yuma. Okay. Gemara in Yuma, okay. There you got it? Okay, good. Gemara in Yuma Samach Tes on the Beis says an amazing thing. Gemara says, and you're familiar with the Gemara, but I'll go over it again. The Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, Lama Nikra Shmon Anshe Knesset Agdola. Why were they called the Anshe Knesset Agdola? And it's such a name that is such a shevach, such a great shevach. Why? Shechziru Atara Liyoshna. Because what they did was they brought back the Kavod Hashem to its original position. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Asa Moshe Omar." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hakel Agadol Agibor Anora." So Moshe Rabbeinu said three appellations. Asa Yirmiyah. If you take a look carefully at Yirmiyah's tefillah. So, I mean, it wasn't Tfilah. And Yirmiyah, when he's talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Yirmiyah says that he leaves out Nora. He says, "Why Asa Yirmiyah V'Amar Nochrim Meraktin Beicholo?" He was in the time of the Churban, so he says that Goyim are in the Heichal Hashem and they're degrading it. So and they're dancing there and they're doing their Avodah Zorah there. So Aye Nora Asa Lo Amar Nora. So, but Parsha Sini Chanamal Ksiv, when Yirmiyahu is talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, "Ose Chesed LaLofim Meshavein Umeshalem Avon Avos Olchek B'neim Achareim Hokei Ala Gadol VaGibor Hashem Tzvach Hashem." Left out Nora. Okay. So why did he leave it out? Because where is Nora? If there's no fear for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Gemara says that also Daniel Omar, Daniel came along. And he says, that was later after the Churban. He says, Nochrim Mishtabdim Bevonov, Ayei Gvurasa. That the 70 years that they were Mishabeh Zu Shivim Shana, 70 years that the Goyim are being Mishabeh Klal Yisrael. So where is God's Gvura? So in Daniel, in Sefer Daniel, in his Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Tefillah, he omits Gibor. He says, Okay, La Gadol Vanora. But he omits Gibor. So these two Nevi'im came along and they omitted each one of the appellations.
He said Nora?
He said Nora. Yeah, it's a good question. He said Nora. It's a good question. So Chazal say the Anshe Knesset Agdola said no. They said Adraba. Zui Gvurasa. The Gvura is no question on Gvura. Why? Shekove Shes Yitzro. Sheno Sein Erech Hapayim Lo Roshoyim. So apparently no one was able to explain, to justify saying Gibor and Nora. So they said no. They said, that's the Gvura, that he teaches us to be Misgaber. That's the idea of his Gvura. That he's Marech Hapayim. So we say Gvura, that we learn, that is really Gvura. For the person should learn from that, and he should overcome his emotions. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in accordance with his Chachma, and from that we learn that a person should, that's the meaning, that's the limit of Gibor. And then the Gemara says like this, and where is Norasso? Where is his fear? Shel mole moro shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu heyechu machas yichol leskayim bein umos. So apparently they learned that the fact that we're not destroyed is a sign that there is some underlying fear. He says, so you see there is some underlying nora. So now the Gemara asks the question, Rabbono and Heichi Avdi Hachi, how could Yirmiyahu and Daniel do this before this answer? He says, Va'akri takanto de tokin Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Oh God, la gibva nora." So how could they come along and go against the takana? Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Elazar says, "Mitoch she yodin ba Kadosh Baruch Hu she amitihu," because they know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is amiti. And Rashi says, "What does it mean that it's amiti?" Maskim al anes, God agrees with the truth. V'sonei es hasheker, and he hates that which is false. So since they knew that about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lefichach lo kizvavo. So therefore, they didn't say anything that was a lie. So it's an amazing thing that even though Moshe Rabbeinu said Agadol Agibor V'Anora, But they said, no, you can't say it. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oei Vesa'emes, and he's Sonei Asa Sheker. So we can't say it. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, said it. Gadon Navim said it. We can't say it. So, and it was Takanas Moshe. It was Takanas Moshe. So what does that mean? What does that show you? That shows you that there is an objective of the system. You see? That was my original question. Is the system the Derech HaTorah, or the system teaches you? Is the system of Torah a Derech HaChaim, or it teaches you a Derech HaChaim? What is the difference between those two formula? The difference is like this. That if the system is it, you see, so that means that the system doesn't introduce you to any greater system. The system remains completely intact, and you can't go beyond it. But if you say the system teaches you a Derech HaChaim, so what it means is that this system leads you into a different system. And that different system stands on its own. And once you're in that higher system, you have to make judgments according to the higher system, you see, according to the system of the higher reality, you see. So the system teaches you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oei Vesa'emes. He loves the truth. Vesonei Asa Sheker. So the Kol HaTorah Kula, the objective of the whole Torah, is to bring you into a different world of reality. And that different world of reality is where you makir misha amar v'ya olam. And in that world, once the individual is led to that world, he makes judgments. If he's fortunate to reach that level, so he makes judgments in accordance with that world of reality. So the system of Torah itself teaches an individual that he has to be in the world of Misham Avaya Olam, and that world is a world of Emes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonei Asa Sheker. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu said HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora, but for me I can't say it, because it's not true. It's Sheker. So the Navi had to delete it. Yes?
But they do say it. Yeah.
So that's what the Gemara says, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola brought it back. That's why they call Anshei Knesset HaGdola Sheher Zirus HaTorah LiYoshna. They brought it back. So the Chazal shows you this idea, and that is that the Derech HaTorah itself, you see, is not simply the Derech HaChayim, but it's a Derech that introduces you to a higher system. What is the higher system? That you makir misha amar v'hoyah olam. And if you makir misha amar v'hoyah olam, so then you have to function in accordance, and that system stands on its own. Stands on its own. Not only does it stand on its own, it stands on its own if there's something in the first system and which contradicts the higher system, so you have to go by the higher system. That's what the Gemara is saying, basically. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I just have to encapsulate the framework. I think that the
Yom Yahu. Now you have to understand, see, Gadol, that nobody ever questioned, because Gadol means Malach Olas Gadol. But Gibor is insofar as he affects man, and Nora is insofar as he affects man. That's why those two were the ones that were a problem, and that's why the Navi omitted them. Okay, yes. The thing is like this. I mean, it is an area that's fraught with great dangers. But hopefully, I hope that people don't just walk away and draw the wrong conclusions here. But I still didn't want to refrain from giving this share. But in reference to your question, when can a person do something like this, I'll quote a Rashi and Megillah. Rashi and Megillah says like this. Rashi says that Omar Abelazar, it's Megillah Daf Yud-Chesem and Aleph. Amar Abelazar, my dechsiv mi mal gvurs at Hashem, yashmiya kol tilasa. It says, who could say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The one, lamin ol amal gvurs Hashem, who's the one that could speak about praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lamin shi yachal hashmiya kol tilasa. Person that could be mashmiya all the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who is that? Nobody. Okay? That's what Rashi says. V'ein mi shi yachal lasapar eskulo. There's nobody that could do that. L'fichoch ein nira lasapar midaito. Elamashe tikna chachon. That's what Rashi says. that a person should only be in the Sapa what the Chachamim say. So when he says it, he's saying, I don't really know what I'm saying, but this is what the Chachamim say. But you have to understand, that Rashi seems to contradict what the Gemara says in Yuma. Because so why didn't Yom Yahu say that? You see? Why didn't Yom Yahu say that? Why didn't Daniel say that? But the answer is, it depends for who. You see? The system of Torah is a system where the individual goes from the system itself to the presence of Misha Omar V'Hoya Olam. That's a person that's Zocha to reach the level of Maisa Bereshis. So of course the Torah has to be written for the highest level. But an ordinary person does not really qualify for Maisa Bereshis. Isn't on the level of Maisa Bereshis. So that's what Rashi and Megillah is saying, that a person, an ordinary person, that is not on that level of Maisa Bereshis, so he is in a different, he goes by Takanas Chacham. That's what he doesn't really have the knowledge. But the Navi is a different individual. The Navi is one who has been fortunate enough to enter into the domain of Lemisha Shama Vayolam. That's why it says Yirmiyahu said it, and it says Yirmiyahu, in other words, omitted, and Daniel omitted. They had a right to say their tefillah with omission. But an ordinary person can't do that. That's Rashi and Megillah. An ordinary person has to have in mind when he's Mishabeach, I'm Mishabeach Ketakonis Chachamim. But the system is a system for a regular person, and the system is also the same system that leads to Yedias Hashem on the highest level. So in this area, a person has to know who he is. If a person enters into the arena of Lifnei Misha Omar V'Hoya Ha'olam, so then he's in a different level. He understands Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Merkava. Then he's a different person. That person has to speak and say things in accordance with his knowledge, because he has a right to that knowledge, and he's been given a right to operate and function according to his knowledge. But an ordinary person can't do that. An ordinary person, a lot of cash. Oh, I can't say this. I can't say that. That's simply nonsensical. Yes. Halacha, we're all equal before Halacha. That's nothing about Halacha. We're talking about ideas that are metaphysical ideas. And in Tefillah is metaphysics. Tefillah is when you're standing before Misham Avayolam, Baruch Shem Avayolam. That's Tefillah. So you have to understand, I mean, it's a fine point, but it's a very, very important point. Okay? Yes.
So why did they take
the original question is the system of Torah a system which is the Derech HaChayim, or does it lead to a Derech HaChayim? The answer, the difference between those two formulations are, if you say it's Derech HaChayim, that's it. There's nothing beyond that. But if you say it leads to a Derech HaChayim, means that the system of Torah leads a person into a different world of reality. And that world of reality, if the person enters that world, and he has a right to enter that world, then he functions in accordance with all the logical characteristics of that world itself, of that framework itself. It's a different framework. Okay, it's a different framework. Okay. So the question is that why that the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam omitted from the Ketzer Yederech LaHavoso V'Yiraso, he did not include at all mitzvos or limud. Absolutely left it out. And the Sefri, as I showed you, also omitted. It says you want to know if you want to know one of Makanish Amavay Olam. So how do you do it? Learn Divrei Agada, not Divrei Halacha. Omitted Divrei Halacha. So the answer is, I think, as follows: that the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka is stating emphatically that there is only one way, because the Rambam knows how to write, and he says the Ketzer Hi Aderech. He does not mention Allah at all. And the reason is because the Rambam is saying the same thing as the Sifri, which means that Avas Hashem is only possible, ultimately, through entering the realm of Misha Omar Vayola. Okay? The realm of Maisa Bereshis. That's the only realm. And that until a person enters that realm, he really cannot be Mekayim Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is Loseis Gedula Liyotzer Bereshis. You don't say Loseis Gedula Liyotzer HaTorah. You say, Lo says gedula li yotzer breishis. Yotzer breishis means you makir misha amavay olam. It's a completely, the person enters in a complete, into a completely different reality. The Torah itself is a vehicle for a person. The objective of the Torah is a vehicle for a person to stand before, to be makir, misha amavay olam. And that's what I say, lakei ha-shamayim v'lakei ha-aretz. I mean, all the Nevi'im, from straight through. So it's the all in the Divrei Nevi'im, the Yirmiyahu and Daniel, that he says, where he talks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the first thing is that he's Yotze Bereishis, that he created the universe. Bereishis Bo'al Kimas HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz. So the whole objective of Torah is to reach that level, to be makir misha amar vayol. But the Rambam mentions in the end, the Rambam says when he finishes with Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, so the Rambam says that the Rambam says that even though these are great things, even the greatest Chachmei Yisrael were not able to understand these things exactly right. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. So he says, because they teach a person how to think properly. So therefore, these serve as an introduction to the ultimate, which is being makir misha amavoy olam, which is from Divrei Agada, and which is from Maisa Bereishis, seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria itself. So that's really the answer why the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he mentions the mitzvos and studying of the mitzvos and learning Torah, and then he says Pu'ulosav. Why? Because the Rambam is following exactly what he said in the Yad HaChazaka, that the introduction, that which is necessary before a person can study Maisa Bereishis, is first, he has to know Leidos, he has to know the Derech of Torah Shebal Peh, Leidos V'Amutter, L'Yashev Daito Shel Adam. So, in the mitzvah of, in terms of the mitzvah, the Maisa HaMitzvah of Avas Hashem, so Torah is there. Because Torah is the introductory system, which leads the person to the ultimate level of being makir, really, misha amar vayolam. But that is really the objective. The objective is to be makir misha amar vayolam, and that's why Avas Hashem, what is the derech of Avas Hashem? It's only Maisa Bereishis. It's only Maisa Bereishis. But in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, in the Maisa, in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah, so there's a system to the Maisa HaMitzvah. And the system is first to learn Torah Sheval Peh, Leidah Osva HaMutter, and to understand the derech of Torah Sheval Peh. Because that is the prerequisite. Once, in order for a person to know and to be able to see from the Chochmas HaBria, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to be Makir Mirsham of Ayolam, he must have an introductory system. And the introductory system is the Torah Sheval Peh and Halacha. So there's no contradiction between the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rambam and the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam and the Yad HaChazaka is clear. The Derech La'avaso V'yiraso is only from nature. Only from the Chochma of the Bria itself. That's where the person is Makir Mirsham of Ayolam. But for a person to get to that level, to be able to enter that sphere, to be able to enter that realm, he must first have the derech of Torah Shebal Peh. And if he doesn't have the derech of Torah Shebal Peh, then he will never be successful in the higher area of being makir misha amar vayolam. That's the answer to the Rambam. There's no contradiction. The Rambam is exactly what he says in the Yad, is exactly what he says in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The only thing is, in terms of a mitzvah includes not just the end process, But a mitzvah includes everything that's necessary to arrive at that process. You see? So therefore, what is necessary is the derech ha-machshava that a person establishes through learning halacha and through learning the system and the method of thinking of Torah Shebaal Peh. If he doesn't master that, then he could never enter the realm of true avas Hashem, which is to be makir mishyam avay olam, which is possible only, like the Rambam says, through maisa bereshis, through seeing the chokhmas Hashem in the bria. Then he's makir. Then he could say losei skidula liyotzer bereshis, and it must be the avas Hashem is tied only to that concept, to that recognition. Mitoch kach atom makir misha amar v'hoya ha'olam. And misha amar v'hoya ha'olam is only possible through learning the chokhmah of the creation itself. Okay.
Does it mean that?
Yes. That's why, like I said, I had a big hesitation about the about this year, because there are certain points I don't want anybody to walk away with a wrong idea. But I'll try my best to explain it the best way that I can. You see, the Rambam says b'shor shem esbonein ha'odom the mass of keheyachi aderech, this is the derech b'shor shem esbonein ha'odom b'mas of abruv anefloim agedolim v'yir ben chachmos ha'shein la'erech v'lo keitz. So the Rambam is speaking about the experience of Avas Hashem. And the Rambam says later that these areas, like we mentioned, were not known even to the Gaon Chacham 100%, because they're very difficult areas. So the question you're asking me is, can a regular person ever experience Avas Hashem, or must he remain devoid from Avas Hashem? So the Rambam really himself answers that question. Do you know where he answers it? In Hilchos Teshuva. See, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, in the last halacha in Hilchos Teshuva, Dovar Yadu Bar. She'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikshares b'libo shel adam ad sheyishge batamid. It must be his preoccupation. He must be constantly involved in it. He says, Kuroi, v'yazov kol ma shebolam chutz mimeno. He leaves everything, the exclusion of none. Everything, he abandons everything except this one preoccupation. K'mo shetzivo v'omar b'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho. Eino oed HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela b'das sheyedo eyo. He only can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to knowledge. And it's directly proportionate, his avo is directly proportionate to his das. Im ma'at ma'at, vim harbe harbe. And then the Rambam says, lefichoch, tzoroch ha'odom liyachid atzmo, a person must set himself aside, lehovin ulahaskil b'chochmos utfunos hamodiyim lo eskono. That a person must set aside time to study chochmos and tfunos, areas of knowledge and understanding, hamodim lo eskono, that teach him about his creator, kifi koach sheyesh ba'odom lahovin ulahasig kemoshe b'yanu b'hilchas yisod yatorah. That's the Rambam's answer. So the Rambam's answer is that's an answer that is a difficult one. The Rambam gave the answer in general terms, but the specifics are basically impossible to delineate, because it depends on each individual. Depends on each yachid. But the only thing, you see, the only thing I would say is that even people that have the greatest knowledge, that are vaunted as the greatest scientists, will miss it. Why? Because this is a completely different area. And a person can be a great mathematician and a great physicist and completely be devoid of any Avas Hashem. On the other hand, a person can be a great physicist and have the greatest Avas Hashem, like certain physicists which did reach that level. So the only thing the Rambam is saying is that in order to have it, the way a person should go about it is to master the derech of Torah Shebaal Peh, and then he should be, after that, he should be koveya la'atzmo zman, like the Rambam says, liyache la'atzmo. He should koveya la'atzmo time to study the areas of physics, of knowledge of the universe, and if he is successful in the first step, he'll know how to maneuver in the second step, what to study, where to study, and how to study. But that is something that depends on the yochid. You cannot give a straight answer for that question. That's what the Rambam doesn't do. That the Rambam says, "Kefi koach sheyesh ba'odam lohavin ulhasik, kemoshe b'yano b'hilchos Torah." But it does. Nevertheless, I mean, it's a difficult bit of medicine. I mean, the Rambam, but the Rambam will not distort Torah in order to satisfy the masses. So the Rambam is telling you the mitzvah the way it is, and the way the Sifri says, and the Nevi'im and Kol HaTorah Kula, that real Avas Hashem is only possible ultimately when you makir misham avayola. And if a person just knows halacha, and that's his limitation, he knows nothing else, he's mekayim the mitzvah, because in terms of the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah, but in terms of avas Hashem, v'ahavta yisrael Hashem alekecha, the real level of avas Hashem, he has not fulfilled. So as painful as it is, I mean, the Rambam has to set forth the reality of what the mitzvahs are. I mean, the Torah is an unbelievable system. And you cannot dilute the system of Torah just to give people the satisfaction that they may be mekayim a mitzvah and delude them into thinking that that is the mitzvah when in fact that isn't. So the Rambam speaks the truth. The Rambam is explaining the Torah the way it is in reality. Of course, a lot of people will find it.
How does it work that a person who's studying Torah has to make it?
I would say like this. I mean, the best I could answer is that, you see, the Sifri says, if you want to be zocha, to be makir misha amar v'hoya olam, so the Sifri says, lemod divrei agada. You should learn divrei agada. That means that, and that's why the Rambam says that it's the most important thing in the world, that in the Shas is always intertwined divrei agada. Why? Because the whole purpose of Torah is perfection. And without that, the person could be the greatest Talmud Chacham and the sharpest Bris Golamdin, but he didn't approach the essence and the whole purpose of Kol HaTorah Kula. So there is no simple formula. The only formula is that a person should first follow the derech of the Rambam that he explains, which is to master the derech of thinking of Torah Shebal Peh. And then also he should learn Divrei Agada according to his level, and as he sees the insight growing, he has markers. He has markers because there is a way to tell. The person sees if he has mastered the derech of thinking, derech of Torah Shebal Peh. And then as he continues, as he progresses in life, to learn Divrei Agada, and things open up before his eyes. So I say Galena Vabid Neflos Mitarasecha means that's the process. The process is one in which, as he grows in learning and in chachma, he starts seeing different ideas, and he starts moving towards Misha Amar V'Hoya Olam. But it's a process that he could know whether it's happening, because he could see by the results, and he could see if he's honest with himself. I mean, he has to be honest with himself. That's the first prerequisite. But if he's honest, that's what the Sifri says. Do you want to be makir Misha Amar V'Hoya Olam? L'mod Divrei Agada. So he has to concentrate on the Derech HaLimud, and he has to concentrate also on Divrei Agada. What I would say is like this. I would say that it doesn't mean that a person in these steps, it doesn't mean that they're mutually exclusive. In other words, it doesn't mean that if a person, well, of course, if a person doesn't know the Derech of Torah Shebal Peh, then he's nowhere. But once a person has attained a level of Torah Shebal Peh, then as he learns Divrei Agada, He should learn Divrei Agada as well, and as he learns Divrei Agada, his mind will open up and he'll start seeing a successful path, you see. And ultimately, he'll be engaged in he'll be miyached zman, like the Rambam says. But I'm saying in the yeshiva, when a fellow's in the yeshiva, they should concentrate essentially on the method of Torah Shebal Peh. And of course, doesn't mean not to learn Divrei Agada also, not to exclude it. But there should be a certain ratio, like where your main energy is being invested. So when a person is young and he's in the yeshiva, in those years, You should be investing his main energies in mastering the method of thinking, the method of Teresh Bal Peh, and lay da also vamutra, like the Rambam says. And also because the Derech Asra Mutter guides a person in life as well. That's what Rambam also says, because that brings him to the Olam Haba. In other words, it's a twofold process. It's learning the knowledge of the method and applying the system of halacha, which has a guiding element in it. And then as he progresses, he has to see what he can do, kefi yacholta, like the Rambam says. Okay, so that is something which an individual requires great honesty with himself, which is the most difficult thing, because everybody by nature, man by nature, overestimates his abilities, and an overestimation in this area could be catastrophic. So there's one thing I would mention, and that is that books on science. The course is a dangerous course, like I'm saying, because the Rambam is saying kefi yacholto. But it's dangerous also because people that are admired as great scientists are themselves, in many cases, stunted and distorted, and therefore they develop a personal agenda. And their personal agenda is upper courses. So in all these areas, you'll find the books that are written many times contain an agenda of upper courses. And therefore, a person who doesn't really have thorough knowledge of Torah will be duped and be fooled and be misled and is in danger of losing his everything that he has. So I'm just mentioning this to you as a precaution. But it does not remove the facts of what the Rambam says. It doesn't mean that means that the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is distorted, and we're going to distort the mitzvah. That we can't do. The mitzvah still remains the way it is. And the mitzvah is a limud, which leads a person, the derech haTorah leads a person to a different reality. That reality is where he's before Misha Amar V'Yalom. When he enters that realm, he's in a different realm of existence. And it's a system that exists in itself and overrides all considerations for he who has entered that system. Yes?
I just thought you were going to...
Maisa Bereshis means the Chachma of the universe. The Chachma of the universe. The Rambam brings down the science of his day. But the science of the Rambam's day is not the science of today. And a person should learn it's not the specific science, because science grows, but it means, and I think I explained this in another year, what it means is the attitude of the individual to search in the creation and to see Chachmas Hashem. But you can't study Aristotelian physics today. That would be completely nonsensical, because we know science has gone beyond that. But today, in every door, the individual has to be searching for the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria in that door, according to that door. It's not, you can't study the four Yesodos today. I mean, the four Yesodos science went way beyond the four Yesodos. So today it's nonsensical. But the attitude of the, you see, you have to understand something. it's not the subject. There's a difference between halacha and between ma'aseh bereishis. In halacha, there is a fixed system of knowledge, and it's fixed. Okay. In science the chivshuha grows as man progresses, but it's not the particulars of the science. It's engaging in the reality of the pursuit of knowledge. That is that which makes the individual's soul recognize Mishama Vayolam. So it's in every door, it's in accordance with the knowledge that's available. We don't go backwards. We don't say, now we're going to study the Rambam's physics. The Rambam studied his physics in his door. He was Dorash Elakim through the science that was known at the time. But ultimately, man can't know the universe anyways. So there's no ultimate. The perfection of the soul is that it turns towards Yedias Hashem through the pursuit of knowledge. Knowledge means that which is available in terms of chachma on the highest level in every generation. In every generation. That's the way the person is makir. But to say that a person could be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an ultimate way, that's nonsensical. Because no matter how far science will progress, it'll always be a tipa b'shebiyam. It'll always be a tipa b'shebiyam in terms of Chachmas Hashem. Because Chachmas Hashem is Ein Lo Erech Vein Lo Keitz. And we are Brios Shvelos Vafelos that Omdos B'das Kalo Muta. So it's the difference between Aristotelian physics and Einsteinian physics in terms of the real physics is minuscule. It's minuscule of minuscule. But that's not the point. The point is not that a person should think that he's going to gain Avas Hashem through mastering God's subject of Maisa Bereishis. That's nonsensical. It means only in participating insofar as Yecholas Adam. And Yecholas Adam, there are two limitations. There's a limitation in terms of the individual, and there's a limitation in terms of where the person stands in the realm of the advance of science. Those are the two limitations. But a person has to realize that ultimately he'll never really have a true knowledge of the Bria. It's not possible. Only God has knowledge of the Bria. But man's knowledge is a tipo shebayam. It's minuscule. But that doesn't mean that he can't have Avas Hashem through the pursuit of the chokhmah of the Bria. That's the important thing. So the Rambam pursued the chokhmah of the Bria with all the knowledge that was available at the time. And the Rambam, the Maor Vilchem, says in certain areas when he says, there wasn't a book I didn't study on this subject. So the importance is for the individual as an Adam. He can't forget what he is. See, the mistake, that's the mistake. The mistake is people forget that we're only bruyim that are shvelim vafelim. We only have a das kalamuta. So if you make that mistake, then you're in trouble. The subject of Maisa Bereishis is really not a subject for us. It's a subject for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a subject for us insofar as we have been given some ability, because the Tzelem Elokim has some ability, and insofar as that's concerned, it does partake of truth, and therefore we have to try insofar as we are able. One of the biggest yesodos in the Rambams and the Moran of Uchim is, in his metaphysics, is the recognition of the limitation of man. That, I would say, is one of the biggest yesodos that goes through a sefer. And that philosophers have made big mistakes because they refuse to recognize that limitation. That's the cornerstone, I would say, of the Rambam's philosophy in the Moran of Uchim is recognition of the limitation of the human mind. And nevertheless, it doesn't mean that you should not pursue Chachma. On the contrary, with the ability that we have, we're mechuyev to pursue Chachma insofar as we can. And the way of being makir mishama vaya olam is only the language. The Chazal don't have to say it any more clearly. It can't be makir mishama vaya olam if a person is studying areas that don't have anything to do with the olam. It's not possible. If a person is learning Shoshanah Chasapara, it's not a subject of mishama vaya olam. However, in that subject is contained a derech of thinking, a derech of machshava, and clear thought, which gives the person the prerequisite to enter into the higher realm. Okay, it's the areas are areas which are difficult to feel confident that one has expressed them, without any double meaning. But I'm trying my best to convey the ideas. Yeah, any more questions?
Question.
Yeah. To get back to you, I'll get back to you. First, the only question is this.
So how is it?
Certain physicists did have it. It doesn't mean when the Rambam says, for instance, Rabbi used to say when his students would be engaged in an experiment, so he'd say to the student, why did you choose this experiment? Will this give you knowledge of God? That's what he used to say. And he never learned Torah. So the Tzelem Elokim is a great thing. And some people can be fortunate, and they can have a proper Tzelem Elokim and a Seichel HaYashar, and they can be Mekayim Avas Hashem, even though they never learned Torah. Avraham Avinu was one of those people. So we don't say it's impossible, because It's Chochmas Hashem, and a person has a Tzelem Elokim. We just say that even great geniuses will go astray. And the fact that a person is a genius does not mean anything in terms of whether he's going to go astray. Because one false premise on the outset, and he's a human being, he never realizes it, he's lost. Okay? That's why the Rambam says, Re'uyin hein lak dimon. Re'uyin hein. He doesn't say it's impossible to attain it. He says it's fitting to do it. But I would like to add one thing. You see that, and this is why the topic is one which is fraught with danger. And that is because you always have one problem. You always have a problem of a person who thinks he's the exception. You see? And that's basically everybody. So therefore, I say the following. That a person who doesn't follow the prescription of a chacham is ipso facto a fool. Okay? So when the Rambam says, Re'uyin hein lak dimon, if a person thinks I'm the exception, he's a fool. Okay? Even though there are exceptions. But it is foolish for a person to take the course that Chachmei Yisrael have delineated, you see, because he thinks he's, in other words, a scientist that didn't have the opportunity. Okay, he could be a great Chacham and he could succeed if he has the proper Tzelem Elokim. But a person that is engaged in Torah and he knows this is the right formula and he takes the chance, that's a total fool. Then he can be sure he's definitely not going to arrive at any truth. Okay, yes. Halacha is two things. Halacha is the derech of thinking that Hashem taught us, which is not a small thing, okay? Not a small thing. And also, it's leida ha'osav ha'mutter, Rambam says, because the way of life, the derech ha'chayim, guides a person. And that's another cornerstone of the Rambam's philosophy. And that is that a person can never attain intellectual perfection unless he attains perfection in terms of the midos. That's an impossibility. That's inescapable, and no one can escape that. The greatest chacham, if his life is a life of taiva, cannot be a chacham. It's an impossibility. So that's what the Rambam is saying. The second thing is, the first thing is the correct way to think, which God taught us. He taught us the correct way of thinking. And the second thing is, a derech hachayim, if a person is sincere and follows that derech is not easy to follow, but if a person is sincere and he follows that derech, and like the Rambam says in the Morning Ruchel, when somebody asks him a question, he says, remove yourself from your taivas for a minute and think. You know, as the Rambam maintained, the person who is rooted in taiva can't do it. He's barred from the area. I'm not going to go into why right now, but that's a klal. So that's what the Rambam says. These two things you must have first. Were there people that were able to remove themselves from taivas olam hazeh and see Chachma and see Amitis HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Bria and be Mekayim Va'avtei Yisrael Hashem Elokecha? Yes. Very rare people. But there were people like that, and it is possible for a person to be that way. But again, someone who has the advantage of the advice of Chachmei Yisrael of the Torah and he goes against it, he definitely is going to go wrong. He hasn't got a chance to be one of those exceptional Chachamim. That's not possible. Okay? Yeah. The derech of chachma is to pursue knowledge, not to pursue history. I mean, history, if a person is studying ancient physics, he's not pursuing knowledge. That's not knowledge, because we've gone beyond that. So it's nonsensical, says he. Let me put it this way. A person could have more scientific truth today and less avas Hashem, and a person could have less scientific truth in former generations and have greater avas Hashem and have the greatest avas Hashem. That's what I try to explain to you. That it's not a mastery. This subject is not masterable. Not only is it not masterable, the most you're going to get is a tipa shabiyam of the subject. So, but the idea is to pursue Chochmas Hashem and to see bimakir misha omar v'hoya ha'olam. And that is only possible with a genuine pursuit of knowledge. And a genuine pursuit of knowledge is not a pursuit of things that we know are false, but a pursuit of things that we know are true. So how can a person pursue knowledge based on the past knowledge when the past knowledge has been shown to be false? Okay, of course. Of course, this knowledge will be shown to be false also. When it's shown to be false, it doesn't mean that it's just written off. It's steps. The previous scientists were approaching it, and they were moving towards a nucleus of truth, a kernel of truth, and now we move closer. But it doesn't mean that their ideas were crazy. It weren't crazy ideas. It was a pursuit of chachma. Okay, and today, of course, whenever you're in the most advanced generation, you feel like you have it all, and that's it. What are they going to advance beyond this? But that's silly. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's just a very powerful emotion. But as a matter of fact, Einstein said that his theory in later generations will be like a person that's in a train traveling away from, and he sees all the little stations in back of him. So that's what his knowledge will be like in the future. So a real chacham is beyond that. But the point is, it's the act of the pursuit of chokhmah that is the perfection, not the attainment of the knowledge in terms of the fixed knowledge of the subject. That's not possible. Okay, the area is more vast. That's true, and that's why it requires greater chokhmah for the individual to know where to look to be makir mishama v'yolam. That's a bigger problem today, because in a vast area, a person knows that his time is limited on this earth, and his mind is limited, his time is limited, everything's very limited. So the greater array of science that is before him, the more difficult it is to make a course, to direct a course which will give you that hakara of Mishama Vayolam. I mean, it's true, it's very difficult. But the truth of the matter is, in a sense, it's not more difficult. Because that's what I was trying to say. That through limud of Torah Shebal Peh, and through limud of Divrei Agada, as things unravel for the individual, so he should be led to know where to look. You say, where to look. Obviously, a person spends his life studying a cell, he's studying science, but he's not going to arrive at Chachmas Hashem. I mean, he may have some, but that's not Misham of Ayolam. It has to be in terms of the vastness of the creation itself, insofar as a person is capable of perceiving it. So you have to know where to go. The person has to know where to go. But those answers to those questions, what the Rambam is teaching you when he says, "Lefichoch tzorach adam leyached atzmo lohavin ulahaskil b'chokhmos utvunos hamodim lo askono." That's what the Rambam means. But he has to be on a level to be able to do that. Okay? It's a difficult subject. It's a difficult thing to talk about because there are a lot of problems here, but I still say that you have to know the basic idea. That the Torah is machayev us, to know what the truth is and know what the basic idea is. And that's what the Rambam sets forth. Okay? And in the Sifri, Loseis Kedula Yotzer Bereshis, Yotzer Hamoros, and in the first bracha, Marab Masechot Hashem, Kulam b'chokhmas isa. Everything was created with, and you have to see that knowledge. And when a person sees that knowledge, like the Rambam says, then he experiences avas Hashem. In terms of the ma'isa mitzvah, limud Torah is part of the mitzvah, because that's the derech to approach it. But the kiyum, the real mitzvah of avas Hasham, is only when he's makir misham avayola. That's what the Rambam is saying. Yes. See, I wouldn't say that's. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's what I was trying to say. It's not a progression where I could tell you, you know, right now only learn halacha. Don't look at any divrei agada. You know, that's nonsensical because a person has to learn as much as he can, and a person has to try to learn divrei halacha. You should concentrate on divrei halacha first to learn the method of Torah Shebal Peh, and he should be learning divrei agada. And if he's learning properly, he'll absorb things that make sense to him. But divrei agada that don't make any sense to him, he should simply realize he's not on the level to understand what that means. And hopefully, he should be mispalel that he'll be able to. Galeinai v'abita neflos mitarasecho. And if he's zocha, he will start seeing ideas and things that he never saw before. You see?
The Chazal was learning together because they put the intertwined.
Yes, correct. But there's only, well, it's not that simple. Okay. But I would say there's a Mesechet Sefer, there's Because people take them literally, and if they take them literally, so it distorts their entire amunah, and they have no and become up course. So meshamshim es adeos, it destroys the true ideas. So divrei agada have to be very careful with. I mean, malamech nesativ hakadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur has a very deep meaning, but not what people think it means. Okay. So all these divrei agada are very dangerous, and that's why Masechet Sofrim says Chazal say kos ve'agada sein lo mechayel olam haba. But if a person has the knowledge that it's not literal, then he could learn it, and if he has the proper approach, then that which he sees through his knowledge, and that's what I spoke about last time, the system of priorities. You don't take a medrash and throw away yisod in the Karim. You don't yisod yadus is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is nemon l'shalim schar. So you don't say that I'm dependent on this tzaddik being mispal for me. That's a type of the sasri. What does it mean? Tzaddikim will mispal rochem avaka obanel. That's a medrash. I don't know what it means, but it does not mean that God is not just or that God needs anybody else besides Him to in order to give a correct judgment, or that he can't give a correct judgment. Every judgment is only according to one principle, schar v'onesh. And there are many, many chazal. We don't understand them. They're deep ideas. But to take a chazal and to distort your thinking, that is crazy. Okay. Yeah. It's a good, very good question. You see, why did it say divrei agada? Good question. Why didn't it just say physics itself? But the answer is like this. The answer is because when a person studies physics properly, he's always going to come across divrei agada. Always. That's why you see the Rambam in the Maor Nevuchim, who quote Chazal. So you see, but that's exactly what Chazal meant. Because it means to say that this course, it can't be a course that doesn't have in it, doesn't come, you don't come across the Chazal. That's not possible. Because the Divrei Agada on Sinai, and the Yesodos. So if when you're studying, if when the person is studying the universe, he's studying science, he's studying nature, if he comes across and it's in line with the Divrei Agada, then he knows he's on the right track. But if he's all alone, pursuing a course by himself, and he's against the Divrei Agada, then he has to be wrong. Because the Divrei Agada are the basic framework, have the basic framework. That framework is there. That's a good question. That's why, that's another very good point. That's why it says, Lamod Divrei Agada. Because then when you see the Chochmas Abriya, you'll see the Divrei Agada. What they meant. What they meant. The Divrei Agada will light up. Yes? That's correct. Okay? Any other questions?
How about the Chazal according to the efforts?
Doesn't mean everybody can do this either. You have to have a certain level of intelligence. Like the Rambam says in Kiddush HaChodesh, he says, people think that if you make a if you know the calculations of the Luach, that you're a Chacham. He says there are deep mathematical principles, and it's very, very difficult math. So not everybody has the ability to do it. I mean, it's a person has to have the ability. But
that would imply they don't need to one
out. That's correct. That's correct. But each person only has an obligation to do as much as he can. That's correct. You can't try to be this modest. If that's what you're trying to be, you're not going to succeed. Okay. So, all right. So now, any more questions on this before I go further? So now the Megillah. Now the question is the Megillah. Okay. So why is the Megillah omed together with Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Torah Shebaal Peh? It's almost Il Mole, that Chazal said it, Yef Shel Omro. I mean, you wouldn't be able to make such a statement. You couldn't make such a statement. It sounds like Kfira. That there's something else besides Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Torah Shebaal Peh, where there's nothing else. But the answer is that there is something else. And that something else is that the whole Torah is to bring a person into a realm where he's Makir Misha Amav HaHayo Olam, and in that realm, he has to make decisions. Like Yirmiyo had to decide, I can't say no anymore. It's Oev Emeso, and it's Sheker, and I can't say it. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, said it, I can't say it. Okay, and Daniel made the same decision, you see. So, there is a realm that when you enter that realm stands in its own right and operates in its own system. Okay. In the Megillah, that idea is there. Okay. The idea is found in two places. It's found on a lower level with Esther, and it's found on a higher level with Mordechai. Okay? On a more basic level, it's found with Esther. Why? Because Chochmas HaTorah is really Chochmah in every area. It's not only the reality of Maisa Bereishis. It's the reality of individuals. It's the reality of psychology. It's the reality of every area of knowledge that exists for man. Okay? And that's why it says umoro al kocha kimu v'kiblu ayehudim. By the way, this I will get around to what it means kimu v'kimu masha kiblu kvar. Okay, you see, in the Megillah you have two elements like that. One element is by Esther, because Chazal say that Omor ro al kocha kim lekil alim alam zayim Omor ro al kocha Omor higi alayim. So the more ro'u, the more ro'us, Chazal say, are four. But I'm going to just concentrate on two. One of them is Ma Ro'a Esther Shazimna Lahaman. Okay? And that means, why did she make two suitors? First, she was, why was she Mizamein Haman? Give him such cover, the first suitor. That's the Gemara, that's Chazal's question. Why did she do that? So the answer is, Chazal say, the Gemara says in Megillah, there's many things. Rashi says that there are many things that Chazal mentioned, Rashi says. But he just gives an overall answer. There's a reason why Rashi gives an overall answer. See, Rashi says, Omoro al kocho. Oh, this doesn't have Rashi, huh? Yeah, you got them all? Yeah. Umaro al kocha moy maro hashvesh and shtanch bekadosh. Yeah, umaro homan shiniskani ba mordechai moy gilo moro mordechai shlo yichra le yishtach ba maro so esther shizim lo homan. And Rashi mentions, or this Rashi doesn't have it, but my Rashi has that. He says Chazal mentioned many other things. What Rashi's saying is there were many reasons, and we can't really know exactly what the reasons were, but Chazal, you know, do mention certain things. But the idea is that the path of Chazal is correct. One of the things Chazal say about Maro Esther, why did she invite Haman and give him such covet? So Chazal say that the reason was because she learned from it says that mi beisavi alumda. It says that why did she do it? Because it's on daf tesvav amud beis. So it says mi beisavi alumda. Okay, that two things. There are a lot of members here. You should look through all the members. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'll just mention two. One is Rabbi Lozman Pachim Tamnala, and the second one is Emroiv Sonecho Achileu Lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. What does it mean? What Chazal mean is that one of the best ways, the best strategies, if you're up against a really brilliant adversary like Haman was, but you know that the bottom line is distorted, so the best way to bring him down is feed him, let him destroy himself, leave him to his own emotions. Leave him to his own emotions, and that's what she did. You see, so by giving him kavod, she left him to his own fantasies, and it even made the fantasies greater, increased the fantasies, and because of that, it led to his complete downfall in the Balai Lahu. That was her strategy. So where did she learn the strategy? So it says, she learned it from the Pasuk. But what it means is, the Pasuk means, Shlomo Melech has it, but it means that there's a reality that the Torah teaches which is outside of the system itself. Even though it's a Pasuk and Mishlei, I know. But Pasuk and Mishlei wasn't there by Chamisha Chumshi Torah. So it means to say that the Chamisha Chumshi Torah and the Torah Shebal Peh teach a person how to think in every area. So Esther was a great Chachoma, and she knew the right way to manage the downfall of this Russia. And she knew that the way to get him is increase his fantasies. Invite him to the Mishnah. Aggrandize him. Go along with him. And then he's going to destroy himself. Leave him to his own emotions. That was the strategy of Esther. That was her great chacham. So that shows you, that's the idea of the Derech HaTorah. That the Derech HaTorah is not the Derech itself. It's the Derech that leads to chachma in every area. And that's Ma Ro Esther. Now Mordechai is on a different level. Because the Gemara says, the question, why did Mordechai bow down to Haman? There's nothing wrong. Yaakov Vinu bowed down to Esav. It's a courtesy. So the Medrash says, what was he, a contron? He was an upstart. He didn't want to fall in line with the kingdom, with the laws of the land. So Chazal say one answer, because Osa Atzma Avodah Zarah. You see, he made himself into Avodah Zarah. So now, if you just look at the system itself, you would say, bow down. Yeah, I'm sure Gedolim could have paskened. It's 100% mutter. 100% mutter. There's no question about it. There's no Avodah Zarah. Yeah, technically, it's not Avodah Zarah. Yeah, he thinks he's great. So what? He thinks he's Avodah Zarah. So what? But Mordechai knew, he says, the Gemara says that he darshan kal v'chomer. It says, Oro Adam Asher Yaseh Pesel Masechoi, he says, and this guy is making himself into an Eloah, and I'm going to go along with him? What does it mean? I mean, it's not a kal v'chomer in Halacha, and Halacha is such a kal v'chomer wouldn't stand. It's a kal v'chomer for a person who's in the frame of reference of Tamei HaKosov, and the reality that the Tamei HaMitzvahs bring forth. It's a person who's makir mishom avoya olam, and he knows that this individual is destroying the idea of baruch sham avoya olam, and therefore he recognized that he was in the system outside of Torah, beyond Torah. He was in the system of absolute chachma insofar as man can perceive in the realm of being makir mishom avoya olam, and he realized that even though this is not technically avodah zarah, halachically it's not avodah zarah. But in terms of being makir mishom avahoya olam and the whole purpose of human existence, this is the greatest of avodah zarah. And therefore, he was mosa nafsha. Otherwise, what's going to do it? He's mosa nafsha, you see. So Mordechai was in the realm of being makir mishom avahoya olam. That was moro al kocha moi gialehen. So what does the Megillah show? The Megillah shows that the Derech HaTorah is one which brings an individual into a realm of reality, Lefnei Borei Olam. That's really what the Torah is. It's not a system. If a person will say, I'll keep the system, I'll keep the mitzvahs, I'll do everything in the system. That's not what the system's about. Of course, everything in the system is necessary. You can't go the opposite way and say, oh, we don't need this. No, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Rabbi, and he teaches us the way, the correct derech. So you can't go against the derech. But the derech itself throws a person into a different realm of objective reality where he's makir, chachmas Hashem, on every plane. And Mordechai and Esther entered into that realm, you see. Who else entered into that realm? We found recently that we learned the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Luchos on Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lech Rei Kishichei Samcha. So he turned and he went down, but he was carrying the Luchos. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him not to carry the Luchos. He gave him the Luchos, he didn't tell him not to carry the Luchos. So apparently he thought that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, that in spite of the fact that they're Moshchosim, and they're sore Mederech Hashem, but he's still supposed to give the Luchos. But when he came down, and he saw the extent of the Avodah Zarah, So Rashi says, so he learned the Kavachomer. Rashi says in the Chumash that he dashed in the Kavachomer, that he can't give the Luchos. But the Kavachomer was not a halachic Kavachomer. The Kavachomer in specific wasn't a halachic Kavachomer. It was a Kavachomer which was based on the realm of reality of me of being in the realm of me shama vayolam. Rashi says. That the he says ma pesach hu echad min hamitzvah samar Torah kol benecho v'yochol bo haTorah kula kan v'choyosvam umrim v'tnenu lahem. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to make a decision, but it wasn't a kal v'chomer based on halacha. It was a Kavachama that was based on Yedias Hashem and the Derech Hashem. And he had to make that decision himself. And he broke the Luchas, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give him that Tzivui. He did it by himself. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Yashakach Sheshibata. Which means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melamed HaOdom, he teaches the person the system. But he expects the person to go beyond the system and enter into the realm of true reality and make decisions on his own, based upon what Chochmah teaches. That was Vayashlech Miyadav Saluchas. So that's why Megillas Esther is Omeid La'olam together with Chamisha Chumshei Torah and with Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because that is what Torah is about. And that's why Kimu V'Kiblu. Why was it Kimu V'Kiblu? It should say Kiblu V'Kiblu. Why Kimu V'Kiblu? The opposite. So it says they were Mekayim Masha Kiblu Kvar. It means because at Sinai they accepted it. They accepted the system, Nasa V'Nishma. But in the time of Esther, in the time of the Megillah, they saw that this system brings a person into reality and chachma in every area, and that's the whole objective of the system, and therefore they were mekabel me'ava. Me'ava is me'avas Hashem that yemakir misha amar v'ya olam. So it was a completely different kabbalah satara, and that's why it's omei l'olam.
I'd like to add a couple of points. The four maros, two of them are the maro of evil with regard to Haman and Achashverosh, and two of them are the maros of perfection, Mordechai and Esther. We elaborated more on that in another shiur. Okay, another point is the Rambam took his ideas and why in the Sefer HaMitzvos he includes the Dover Kutton, and in the Yad he only has the Yedias Hashem through the universe in Avas Hashem. The Stira he took from the Stira in the Sifri itself, because the Sifri that we quoted says you should learn Divrei Agadah, and there's another Sifri which Rashi quotes on Shema Yisrael. And Vayodvar Me'ela is all inclusive. So you see that in the Maisa HaMitzvah, it's not just Agada, it's Kol HaTorah Kula. And of course, the order that the Rambam gives in the Yad, which is first of a Katan, and then Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkabah. But the Rambam really was following the Sifri, and the Stiras in the Sifri itself. Because the Sifri. The Sifri mentions the only Divrei Agadah, and the other Sifri mentions Kol HaTorah Kula, because Vayah Dvar Me'ela has to be all-inclusive. So the answer is, in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah, it's all-inclusive, but in terms of the actuality of Avas Hashem, it's only through Maisa Bereishis. Okay. So I want to mention also that Gidulasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always from the Bria. Lasseis gedula liyotze bereshis. Kel baruch gedol dea. Heichad ufal zorei chama. Gadla mahu ma'od l'gdulasa oin cheker. So gedula HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in terms of the Bria itself. And the Torah is, that's why you don't say lasseis gedula liyotze Torah. Lasseis gedula liyotze bereshis. Torah is a different idea. Torah is the idea of Ava Rabba of Tanu. That's Avas Hashem Alamo. It's a different theme. Okay. The Maharsho, by the way, mentions this idea in Yuma Daf Samach Tesam Amid Beis, because he says that on the Gemara that so the Maharsho says that Yirmiyahu removed Nora and Daniel removed Gvura, but no one ever removed Hakel HaGadol, because that's Muchach from the Bria itself. That's constantly Muchach. That's Malach HaLaretz Kvado. So that's what Marsha says. So Gadol was never left out, never omitted. And that's basically in line with what we're saying, that Gedulasa was always from Maisa Bereishis. Okay. Lanshin were brought to my attention at Tesfis in the Sugya in Makom Shinago, in Ningim on the base, where the Gemara says, Ma'ra'u Chananya Mishol Vazaya. Ma'ra'u Chananya Mishol Vazaya Shlo Polchu Lutzoma. So, Shemasu Asma Kedush Hashem Makiv Shanesh. So Tesfis asks, he says, it was Befaresia, and Yechayev Limso Atzmo. So Rabbeinu Tam says that the tzelem that Nebuchadnezzar made wasn't the real Avodah Zarah. It was l'kavod atzmo. It was a self-deification. So that's why Gemara says Maro. And the Gemara answers that where did they learn a kavachomer? Kavachomer from Tzvardim. Ma Tzvardim sheim mitzuvin al kedusha sheim ksiv buvol uvol volu v'vesecha. The Gemara says. So you see, the kavachomer from Tzvardim is not a halachic kavachomer, but it's like we said, it's a Kal Vachomer based on the ideas of Torah and bringing the person into a higher reality. It's a good raya. Okay.